And now the KSN Stormcracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people out there got that Friday feeling, including us. And looking ahead to this upcoming weekend, you know what? Temperatures are going to be pretty nice. We'll just have to make sure that we watch out and probably have to dodge at least for a few showers out there. Possibly the occasional rumble of thunder, flash of lightning as well. You know, those rain chances this weekend still not looking the greatest, but I do expect to have at least some rain, some rumbles of thunder around anyway. For our Friday, before we get into the weekend, only a 10% chance of rain today. 89 degrees, a little bit warmer than yesterday, just a little bit, but either way, temps still staying below the norm. Southeast wind's going to be light at 5 to 15. Tonight, rain, thunderstorm chances starting to go up a little bit more at 20%, low of 68, and then a 50% chance by tomorrow. Now, again, with those chances going up, our Saturday, our weekend as a whole, not going to be a washout, but just make sure that you keep an eye on radar. Keep an eye on the forecast as well, as there's likely going to be some rainfall at least around through the day. 82 degrees for the high, though. That goes for Sunday as well. 82 with a 40% chance of showers and storms. Also, so far, the way things are looking, we're not expecting anything severe over the weekend. Rain and thunderstorm chances is going to fall between Monday and Tuesday, where they don't look as good. And as we begin to dry out, we'll start to warm back up. So lower 80s on Monday with another chance of rain. Back up to 85 on Tuesday, 20% chance. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday looking pretty sunny with high temperatures getting back up to around 90. Right now we're at 62 degrees, cool and comfy out there with a south wind at 5 miles an hour with a little bit of cloud cover out there.
Very nice. Nice morning. A nice nice day yesterday. Hey, a little rain will hurt us at all. So it looks like a pretty good weekend for the forecast all in all.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, we can thank you personally for doing that. Okay. Thank you so much. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:14 on this Friday morning, July 19th. And it was on this date in 2018. A duck boat packed with tourists capsized and sank in high winds on a lake in the tourist town of Branson, Missouri, killing 17 people. That would be Table Rock Lake. And, yeah, that's quite a story.
That was terrible.
Do they still do that down there? I wonder if they do. I haven't been. Well, I've been to Branson.
I think they do. I think several companies do.
I didn't see any. I just didn't see that or notice that whether they do it or not. Of course, Branson is a place where a lot of people go, and they were on that boat out in the middle of the lake, and the winds came up, and wow, that's what can happen. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Just looking at my notes this morning, anything fantastic coming up this weekend? Are you going to do this? You'll be doing the show, the Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly. Tonight, Saturday and Sunday night. I'll be doing public address announcing for the TBT tomorrow afternoon at Coke Arena.
You're going to stay busy then.
Yep. Right? Busy weekend.
And there's a Dam Jam going on.
Got that going on, yeah.
Why did they call it that? Oh, I know why. Because they held it at Lake Afton before, and there's a dam there, mm-hmm. right? And it's just catchy to say Dam Jam.
Yeah.
I guess. So they're looking at, what did they say in our news story? Up to 8,500 people?
Maybe.
To be out there for this weekend. And so if you're going out that way, just, you know, take plenty of sunscreen just in case the sun comes out. Sun does come out occasionally around here.
Of course, this was the event that Sedgwick County refused to sanction.
They said
we don't have enough law enforcement to work this event. So, and the Goddard ended up snatching it up, and we'll see if they can handle security. They say they can.
So, yeah, our news story this morning said they've got law enforcement officers ready to keep track of things. So there
didn't,
you go.
Didn't they try to go with El Dorado and something went wrong there too? I don't know that they've had issues.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've tried. They looked at some other venues and finally got Goddard.
All right. Yesterday's high temperature, just 88 degrees in Wichita.
Boy, in the third week of July, how good is that?
Normal high for the day, 93. So, yeah, we're having some.
Just a couple days ago, it was 105. So, yeah. Yeah. Seemed pretty good yesterday.
All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 7:16. Let's go take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we've arrived at one of the big events on the Wichita calendar for sports, the TBT, the 11th annual. The basketball tournament, the $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament, is back in Wichita. Wichita once again hosting a regional. And it's Coke Arena, and usually that means attendance records are set. That's why the TBT likes to come to Wichita, because people show up. And there are eight teams here for a regional, and the number one seed is the Wichita State alums, the Aftershocks. The number two seed, Mass Street, the KU alums. And the number four seed is Purple Rain, the K-State alums. And it all gets underway in the round of 64 with four games tomorrow all day long at Coke Arena. Starting at noon tomorrow, starting right out with the Aftershocks. The Wichita State guys take on another Wichita-based team, Midtown Prestige. And that'll be nationally televised on FS1 at noon tomorrow. Followed at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon by Purple Rain, the K-State guys taking on Team Colorado on FS2. And then we take a look at the evening session. Starts at 6 o'clock with a third game. And then the final game of the night tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you got the KU guys, Mass Street, taking on Ram Up from Colorado State. Nationally televised on TBT. Perfect for the TBT, the basketball tournament. Four games tomorrow, all day long at Coke Arena. The All-Star break is wrapped up. We're back to baseball starting tonight. The post-All-Star break, the Wichita Wind Surge only has eight home games in the entire month of July. But three of them are this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Afternoon game on Sunday. Post-game fireworks after tonight's game downtown. Wichita hosting the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. So you've got the Wind Surge at home, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. For a very, very short three-game homestand before Wichita is back out on the road. Kansas City Royals back at it after the All-Star break starting tonight. Home series in Kansas City taking on the bottom team in the major leagues, the Chicago White Sox. The Royals lost a two straight to Boston before the All-Star break. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday. Same time as the Wind Surge. And you got Royals White Sox. All those games will be heard on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As the Royals get going after the All-Star break, KC two games behind the Boston Red Sox for a wild card spot in the American League. Yesterday, day 7 of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Playing for the Indiana Pacers yesterday, starting at forward, former KU Jayhawk. Johnny Furphy, he had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, a couple of assists. Struggled from three-point range, missed 7 of his 8 three-pointers. But he did end up with 8 points. Of course, the former Jayhawk, Johnny Furphy, trying to get that roster spot with the Indiana Pacers. Happy birthday today to Bob Valicente, former KU football coach. He is 84 years old today. Bob was he only had one head coaching job in his entire life. KU, 1986 and 1987. It did not go well. He did not win a conference game. 0-13-1 in the Big 8 conference, and they fired him 2 years into his 4-year contract. Like we said, it was only a head coaching job. He was an assistant for many, many years in college and many, many years in the NFL. One time he was a head guy, couldn't make it work in Lawrence. Not win a conference game in his 2 seasons. Former KU football coach Bob Valicente, it's his birthday. He is 84 years old today. Hey, speaking of the Wind Surge, would you like to go see the Wind Surge in style?
Of course.
I know you would.
You bet.
It's a great prize package we're offering all season long for selected weeknight games, courtesy of Homeland Construction Services. It's a $175 prize package. You get your own table for four on the concourse. So free tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
You get to eat upstairs with the food. It's all free.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
It's a nice buffet.
And you get to park right by the stadium in the Maple Street lot.
So absolutely.
You're feet away from the front door. Yeah. So it's free parking, free food, free table for four on the concourse. And it's all brought to you by Homeland Construction Services. How do you win these tickets, you might
ask?
Well, here's how you do it. You go to the KNSS webpage, knssradio.com, and you click on contests. And then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box link, and you fill out the entry form, and you hit submit. It's very easy. It doesn't take very long at all. And once you hit submit, you're entered to win. Maybe you'll win that great prize package to go see the Wind Surge on selected weeknights from Homeland Construction Services. Make sure you check that out. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:20 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Heat threatening the lives of hikers in the West. That story coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.